There's nothing so far on the walk has presumably suggested that a new messiah might live around Brick Lane. However, that is what was claimed in the early 1980s by the Scottish mystic Benjamin Creme, born 1922. He spent hundreds of thousands of pounds around the world publicising his belief that Maitreya, or Master, had descended in 1977 to live amongst the Asian community around Brick Lane. Creme even met a gathering of journalists in a Brick Lane tea shop on one occasion in the hope that Maitreya would turn up. But the local man who appeared was declared by Creme to be an imposter.
I born and brought up in Bangladesh. I did my master's course in Bangladesh. I came here after 6 years ago. I love poetry. I love literature. I was a teacher in Bangladesh. You
know. We never, when I was in Bangladesh, we never thought that we have to. It was out of imagination that we have to do some job like this job. You know, I enjoy my job. Okay. But the thing is, it's not true. This is the fear of the let's the businessman, let's create the system. For your customer, this is good.
I cannot speak English properly because my first language is not English. I can understand English, team listening, okay. Wow. But speaking is, you know, not like proper English. Sometimes my colleagues, you know, those who are born and brought up here, they think we are new, you know, our accent is something, you know, different accent. When I came in this country, when they use their language, you know, oh, what sort of language do you use? Oh, what? Excuse me, should be polite English, polite. What? In a cockney, you know, like Londoner, youngster, they use. What? Yeah, I know, what is your name, isn't it? What is your name? They don't know about grammar, you know.
We call him Master, fam. Nabi, bye.
Hey, you're
not.
You
ain't
done
up now,
but really.
Yeah. Prime Master.
Not done up. Your hair's not done up.
He's not done up now. But you know what I mean? When I tell her, it's too short.
How you doing, boss? You looking to eat, my friend?
We're just playing a game of chess at the moment.
Yeah, on the phone.
We used to play to 4 or 5 in the morning. Chess is a very, very deep game. You know, you can think in your own mind you're good, but then, you know, there's always someone that can outstretch you. I'm a songwriter. That's what I do, but obviously I have to do other stuff to be able to live and to do that. You know, so I'm teaching English by virtue of that.
I used to live in a flat above his old restaurant 10 years ago when he worked in that as well.
famous characters are. Of course, Ray, it's my friend.
Right?
Yeah. Having said that, the first time I saw him, I was just after I moved in, and there was about six or seven really big builder guys who were sort of drunk and spoiling for a fight, him and about four of them waiters in broad in this street fight. I was watching him above, and he got hit around the head with a brick. That, so, like I say, that's one of the rare instances of trouble, you know. And, yeah, so that's the first time I saw it.
But it seems okay, it seems good. You know, some people when they're mashed and getting violent, and those are the best. You don't mind people mashed and walking around there and causing nobody problems.
Sure.
But some of them.
If the intent is there.
Yes, but some of those people, they get very violent.
Yeah.
That's very scary, you know.
No fight, no fight! Peace, peace, peace! No fight!
So basically, everybody understands the sound of music. Which language you speak, you can understand the sound of music. You don't have to understand the language. I mean, sometimes the lyrics, you don't understand it, but sometimes you like the rhythm and the sound, but the music is universal.
Goodbye, goodbye, I wish you all goodbye, goodbye.
Next one.
Mon amar me gore shangi ore chole dekhi divanter pani to boshar chori hate hate dhori dhoriya very nice man. And boshonke ek mahar shomirone aaj jusnara ke shobai geche bone today is the moonlit night, everybody come down to go forest, go wood, you know, moonlit night, moonlit night. I cannot make it, the translation is quite tough, you know, but the original language, what it translates, loss of rhythm, you know, or ahajiye boshante, in this spring, everybody be happy, happy, happy. Those who are unhappy, those who lost someone, he or she should be happy, happy, happy.
Ah, tired, worried boss. This is a problem, gentlemen. Lot of problem in Brooklyn, Big Lane, East London. Just 2 days ago, one man without any cause, without any reason, he hit me and I ran, he followed me and I called him. This is not English, he is Bangladeshi. Bangladeshi and he's mentally fanatical and religiously he's blind. And he thinks his religion is the best. See, he doesn't want to see other religion. He don't have the real respect to other religious people. And he thinks that I'm doing wrong and that is going to against our community and the religion. This is the problem. But the thing like this, the thing he thinks that he's the best and his sentiment is the best. But I don't think my different opinion, my different thought, I'm different man. So my thought is different, my outlook is different. And my family went there hard. I baptized and I became a Christian. They say it's called me. They say, we don't want to help you anymore. Whatever you do, do yourself. And it's no problem. Some crime, and I pray to Almighty Jesus Christ, and I baptize for Jesus Christ. Yeah, and I'm happy, man. I'm trying to pray to Him, and He will save my life. and he would, and I trust him. I believe.
I'm doing odd job. I don't like this job. But I'm looking for alternative job. If you get any alternative job, this is happening outside, raining, cloudy condition. Every time you have to have staying up in front of the door, and this is unbearable, my friend. But I'm doing this for what? For my distance.
Bad smell. How is it? I'm coming.
How many other people live here?
Matthias, I'm sharing with my one friend. This is big, my small double bed. Another man is living on the single bed.
Three people in the room.
Three people. Very small. This is, I don't want to say this is the room. This is what should I tell? This is maybe a storage room, but the landlord, that man, is using this room as a living room. We see a lot of people, a lot of students, they came in London from seven different parts of the world, and that's why they are taking this privilege and the advantage, and they are earning money.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is not healthy, this is not hygienic.
And there's not even windows here. You can't see sunlight.
No window, I can't see sunlight. Even sometimes I can't take breath nicely. Look, behind is small one.
The ventilation, yeah, and this goes up to the staircase, yeah? Mm. So how many people live in this whole place?
Maybe 20 people.
And how many rooms are there?
1, 2, 3, 5 rooms.
And is everybody who lives here, are they from Bangladesh or from different places?
Most of the people, they come from Bangladesh. Mm. Maybe 2 European, they're living upstairs.
And who is the landlord? Is he Bangladeshi as well?
Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Extremist man. Now that man, his attitude and his body language and his thinking is orthodox. He's religiously blind. Even I can't, I'm a converted Christian. I'm baptized on 17 May.
Oh, really?
I can't read my Bible. I have so many Bible. I'll show you my Bible. I just put in the luggage. For what you they say.
I did, yeah.
I'm reading Bible. They can be... It will be threatening for me. Yeah. And I used to read a lot, big library in my village. Many things came to me. I wanted to be a poet. Once time I thought that I should be poet, I should be novelist, I should be dramatist. I wanted to be my childhood, Henry Gibson. I wanted to try William Wordsworth. I wanted to be the anonymous. I want to be William Shakespeare. No. I want to be Socrates. No. I want to be Aristotle. I want to be Plato. Many things, philosopher Diogenes, Greece philosophy, Spanish literature, Italian literature, history of Roman, and French literature, German literature, even Austrian literature, Eastern European literature, Russian literature, and English literature, that was my text. But I'm happy to work in Brooklyn for what consciously I'm doing this thing. I know this is not good. Yes, people call this doubting. But I'm struggling a lot.
So how much do you earn at the restaurant? How much do they pay you?
It's very less, man. Just maybe 70 hours I work for them.
70 hours per week. Do you know that there's a minimum wage?
£6. They pay me £2.
Per hour?
They don't want to pay £2.
They pay £2 per hour?
They don't want to pay according to the British law. They are paying their own law.
I'm Beth, I'm homeless. I'm trying to make a tenner, I've got 7. I know, I need it for hope. A female hostel. It's a 5 at a night and I've got 7. I'm just trying to explain, I'm trying to get as much money as I can.
Yeah?
So I can get myself a couple of nights in a hostel. And until, not this Thursday, next Thursday, I have no benefits. I get my first gyro a couple of months now. I'm just I'll quite happily stay, but I'm just trying to get, like, I'm trying to make at least 30 quid. I've got 10, 20, 1, 23 quid. I've been out all night, darling, and I'm tired. I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to get enough for 3 nights. Or, I'm trying to get, 1 minute, there's 20, 21, 2. I'm trying to make 25. I've got 23. I like to sing, but I don't want to sing in front of everyone here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 minute. There's 9. There's 10. I've got about 12 quid. Would you come for a quick walk with me, just because I don't want to come home?
Excuse me, keep your bags in front of you. People steal around you.
Sorry. My name's Beth. I'm homeless. I'm 21 and I have no hostel. And I'm trying to get some money for a hostel. It's a fiver at a night and I've only got 1, 2, 3 quid.
Oh, you're
all right,
boss.
No, I'll go to it as soon as I... You know what I mean? I don't want to just go there and spend one night and then come out again. I want to get a couple of nights, but then I don't have to keep going out again and again and again.
He is your best bet, he's lovely. My name's Beth, I'm homeless, I'm trying to help. I know you don't care, but you're very smart. Barcelona 1.
Barcelona?
3-0.
3-1.
3-1. Would you help me try and get someone else to make some money?
Go fast by bar, after that we can stop.
Okay.
Every
open house,
I
just want to get a 5
on the
hostel.
Thank you very
much.
God bless you guys, have a nice night.
Yeah,
bye bye's
here.
I'm going to the arcade to change up your coins. There can be miracles when you believe. When you believe. Somehow you will when you believe.
Harry Spanish Tapas.
We've been open like 6 weeks ago. It's the first Spanish halal restaurant in UK. In order to attract the community, the way that this Spanish tapas has been conceived, it rather than pull back the community, bring them in. The Mediterranean food have been adapted to the necessity of the Muslim community, which is with majority walking by brick lane every day. So in the restaurant we don't sell pork, we don't even, any of our dishes have alcohol and we don't sell alcohol as well. So like this, we bring in the Mediterranean flavors, olive oil, bechamel, bolognese, to different culture to try, and we're getting very good feedback. People from Asia, they're very happy with our food and they're coming back with friends so often. From Bangladesh, Pakistan, all the Muslim community. Because the benefit that they got is that they can enjoy the whole menu from A to Z without any restriction. Also the inside decoration is in Paris on the Almodóvar movie maker from Spain. So you can see on the poster here. And everybody, every day when the people pass by, they want to buy them. As I know, it's just part of the interior decoration of the restaurant.
All the owners of the restaurant, we know each other. Sometimes they come to me here, we go to there. If they hurry, they say, yeah, I know him.
Hurry for a curry!
This place is a place of like rainbow, different types of people, different character, different, you know, color.
Different ideology, different thinking.
Oh, sorry, fire exit.